Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right, it's another day.
Backwards.
What?
Look at us. We're in different boxes.
What is going on? I don't like this. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
It's another episode of Your Daily Scrum with Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day, most of the time, to talk about Scrum and Agile topics to help you get a little bit better with your Scrum practice each and every day. Todd, we're popping the new merch.
I got a wash hoodie. I just got it.
Yeah, I just showed up. So the merch store is open. You can probably see it below on the shelf. Todd, we had a few new thank yous that I thought were really awesome too. I want to make sure we mention those. Hey, let me grab those real quick. We had thank yous from Andrew Madsen. Thank you so much, Andrew. And from, who is our other thank you? Amanda Henderson. Thank you so much. The thank you button is below. If you're getting value out of these videos and you want to drop us a thank you, it's never required, always appreciated. And so thanks to the two of them for the recent thank yous and their comments. That was really awesome to see.
Yeah. Thank you.
Todd, we got a question today. So I've been watching, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, a lot of Scrum TikTok videos.
We just watched a bunch before.
Yeah, we watched.
To be honest, before we recorded this, we watched a bunch. Yeah,
and It's painful.
Yeah.
There's a theme that's emerging where there are people showing up online saying that you need a mentor to become a Scrum Master.
Yeah, right? They're also claiming that the Scrum Master average salary is between $80,000 and $160,000. It's interesting that they would say that's the average.
Yeah, it's really wild. And so one of the questions that comes up there, they say you need a mentor, and then followed by, come book. Todd, one of the people we looked at books $150 for the initial consultation, $100 an hour afterwards, and they'll coach you up on the interview questions and help you get through the interview and give you kind of like the blanket day to day to where you hopefully pass the interview and get the job. But then what? You actually have to do the job. But I want to get your thoughts on this. What do you think of this new cottage industry of I'll be your agile mentor and help you get the job, or we're seeing this on LinkedIn too. There's a number of individuals who are, hey, I'll help you get that raise in the agile space. And I mean, do we actually need any of this to become a Scrum Master, Todd?
You don't need it. So you and I both know a couple of really good people that do mentorship and coaching and offer that, but I mean, just gauging from what that person was saying on TikTok and the hourly rate that they're charging and them giving some example ways that they would answer questions, they do not know what they're doing. Right. And so you run the risk of paying money to be mentored by somebody that has no idea what they're doing when you might have been better off just earning it. Right. Like you may not start out as a Scrum Master. We do not believe that it's a junior level position, but break into a team and work really hard. Study what Scrum is, get some experience, and then hopefully you can become a Scrum Master one day. It's not something that somebody that doesn't have a clue what they're doing is going to enable you to do. Be very careful of this relating back to plug our Grifter video, because that person and a couple of the other TikTokers we looked at.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a lot of old theory. It's a lot of book stuff. You got to be super careful out there. There's a lot of people right now entering this space trying to get you to spend. I think I've heard stories, Todd, where it's $5,000 to work with an individual on LinkedIn to get your salary boosted and teach you the agile industry. And man, I guess that's the sign of the times, right? You don't need a mentor to be a scrum master. You need experience. You need to get into a project, get your hands dirty, make a ton of mistakes. Look, our book, Fixing Your Scrum, it's full of the mistakes we made as we earned our way through our scrum master journey. Every mistake, every misstep, captured and cataloged so that you don't have to do those same things. And we're not trying to sell you copies of the book. Don't go out and buy it. There's a free chapter at agileforhumans.com. Go get started. Check out that free chapter. The point here is the scrum masters are made through experience. Kind of using some tricks and some coaching to get through an interview will only get you so far. You eventually have to do the work.
You do.
And so these mentors and get the job coaches out there, they're setting you up. You got to dig in. You got to do the reading. You got to do the work. Check out our free courses, right?
Yeah.
We're not charging you $5,000 to watch YouTube videos. Go watch them for free. We have a framework course. We have an EBM course. Those can get you started. They can give you good ideas on how to actually build up your practice. That time will get you much further than here's the latest cute trick on how to trick an interviewer and sneak your way into a job.
Yeah. And that's what it really comes across as. It really comes across that way. It's unauthentic. Again, though, there are some really good people out there. If you're seeking a mentor specifically for it, be careful what you're looking. Be careful who you're talking to. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. End screen time. Check out the socials, like and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Check out the comment section below. If you want to leave a thank you, leave a thank you. That's a great way to show you're getting some good value out of the videos. Your comments and questions below are valuable. They turn into future videos. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our two courses that we just mentioned, along with some merch. Check all that stuff out. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great scrum things. Don't get tricked. Some hard work, some effort, and some experience will go much further than paying a coach who has probably never done the job well themselves. All right, we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!